You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right at the beginning of lockdown, I spoke to Associate Professor Maria Bellringer, who is the Director of the Gambling and Addictions Research Centre at AUT, and we talked about new global guidelines that had just been released for low-risk gambling. This discussion got me thinking about how gambling is regulated in New Zealand, as the global guidelines are not mandatory. I also wanted to know how lockdown had impacted online gambling, with so many people at home and unable to access terrestrial or in-person gambling at casinos and bars. I spoke again to Maria about these ideas. We talk about gambling habits in lockdown, the online gambling situation in New Zealand, young people and online gambling, as well as how gambling is regulated in this country. Bear in mind, this interview was conducted a few weeks ago, so I talk about being right in the depth of lockdown. But obviously, we're shifting out of that now. But anyway, here is this conversation with Maria. Obviously, everybody in Auckland is still in lockdown, and the lockdown period right across the country was a reasonably long time. How has lockdown impacted gambling habits? Is there something that has had a notable effect here in New Zealand or across the world, perhaps?
Yes, of course it has affected people because a lot of gambling is land-based. So think about casinos and pokie machines and pubs and clubs and sports events physically occur. And in lockdown period, so not just now but last year and of course in other countries where people were locked down and unable to do the normal things that they usually do. Gambling opportunities dried up. You know, when you're in lockdown, you can't go to the casino, you can't go to the pub or club and play the pokies. The sports, you know, the horse races and the dog races and the sports events don't happen, which means that betting can't occur on those things. So people's gambling opportunities are severely restricted in that way in terms of land-based gambling. And of course, that plummets, and we saw that from the previous lockdown and overseas. Our Department of Internal Affairs, which is the regulator, collects gambling expenditure data, and they saw that last year in the lockdowns, expenditure dropped significantly for all forms of gambling, apart from lotto, where that increased by about 13% because people turned to online gambling for lotto. And similar things have been seen overseas, is that terrestrial gambling has decreased because it couldn't be done, but online gambling increased.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about online gambling as well, because I suppose my main thought is, how much do we know about online gambling statistics? I know you mentioned lotto here in New Zealand, but there are those, from what I understand, those online poker games and online platforms to be able to gamble money online. How much is known about people partaking in that sort of gambling on a regular basis?
Yes, so it's actually quite low in this country compared to some other countries. So I'll just give you some statistics. Back in 2015, 9% of the adult New Zealand population had gambled online within New Zealand. So this was on the lotteries, the lotto products, and online on the TAB. And only 0.7% had gambled on those overseas online gambling websites. So the ones you've just mentioned, where you get the casino type games or the poker and those sorts of things. So the overseas online gambling was very low back in 2015, like I say, 0.7%. 3 years later in 2018, which was the last time we had a nationally representative survey done, the percentage had increased. So that 9% of people gambling on New Zealand online gambling, the lotto and the TAB, had increased to 13%, and overseas online gambling had increased to 2%. But it's still very, very low compared to some other countries. Australia and the UK, for example, have much higher online gambling than we do here. We don't know why our people gamble online less, but what we do know is that here and in fact, in most other countries, people seem to prefer the terrestrial gambling. So most online gamblers will also be gambling on the terrestrial or the physical forms of gambling. Online gambling is just another way of gambling for them. Less than 10% of people have gambled exclusively online.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think anecdotally in my life, I've certainly known people and I've had friends that have used those sort of online overseas platforms. Do you know much about the demographics of people using that sort of gambling? Is it younger people getting involved in online gambling more than older people, or does that not really matter? Is it more of what you said, you know, people who are online gambling are also gambling in real life as well?
That's a difficult one. I think initially it was more the younger generation who were more more used to dealing with the technologies who were gambling online. But and maybe particularly in lockdown, I think more older people have started middle-aged to older people have started gambling online, just because it's a way of alleviating boredom, and when you're stuck at home and can't meet up with your friends and those sorts of things, it's a way of doing something to fill in time. And I have read reports of particularly older women who are getting caught up in online bingo, for example.
What are regulations like for gambling in New Zealand at the moment? Are they very much based in-person gambling, or are there also regulations for online gambling? What are sort of the differences there and the regulations there?
So our Gambling Act, which is the law regulating gambling, is from 2003, which was a little bit before online gambling really became popular. And in that regard, it's a little bit out of date, and the government is considering at the moment about amending or how to increase the regulations around online gambling. But having said that, the New Zealand Gambling Act is pretty good in terms of setting out harm minimisation measures, and so the online gambling providers that operate within this country, so the Lotteries Commission and the TAB, they have quite strict guidelines around the host responsibility for providing their online gambling. So Lotto, for example, person who signs up has to not exceed a monthly expenditure limit, which is set by Lotto. They can't exceed certain weekly expenditure limits. There are age verification checks and all sorts of things like that. So I think the regulation of online gambling in this country is pretty good, and I'm sure it will be tightened once the review on online gambling has completed its process. But the problem is more with those overseas online gambling websites, because we know a lot of those are, I'm not sure of the best way to describe this, but almost like shark websites. They don't care about host responsibilities. They just care about making a profit. And so they tend not to have restrictions at all, or very minimal restrictions.
I suppose that's sort of a similar problem that comes with New Zealand trying to regulate social media. It's like trying to regulate gambling in an overseas international website. It's harder to place those regulations on something that's based overseas. Is that sort of where the problem's lying?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because overseas, they don't come under the jurisdiction of the country that they're offering to. There are ways that other countries get around this, like banning online gambling operators from being able to market to the population of the country, or only allowing those who have gone through strict betting checks to operate. There's some countries in Europe that do that. I can't think of which ones at the moment, but I have read about those. And I'm sure our government is probably thinking along those lines of whether they can regulate by only allowing approved providers to operate or to allow people to access their websites.
What is, in your expert opinion, what is your biggest concern about gambling in New Zealand and gambling regulation, gambling habits, and how can that be addressed?
The most harmful form of gambling, or the form of gambling that most people who seek help say is their problematic form of gambling is still the non-casino electronic gaming machines, so those pokie machines in pubs and clubs. And because most people who seek help have problems with those, that's the form of gambling that is of the most concern to me. And I think a big part of that is due to the availability and accessibility of them, because they're in pubs and clubs, and most pubs and clubs have machines, not all. And they are disproportionately located in more vulnerable areas, so the people, areas of high deprivation, for example.
That was Associate Professor Maria Bellringer, who is the Director of the Gambling and Addictions Research Centre at AUT, speaking about the regulations surrounding gambling in New Zealand and how lockdown has affected online gambling here as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.